It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are just a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. So welcome to Winning with Trevor. I appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time that you spend contemplating how you can be successful.
I'm so happy to be joined today by all the listeners of this podcast. This is Trevor, your host of Winning with Trevor, your Nobius guide to self-improvement, a guide to help you understand yourself, the world, and everything in it. And I'm very excited to talk to you today, despite not sounding excited. And the only reason why I'm not sounding excited right now is because if I do, I will destroy the microphone. And I do not wish to destroy quality sound equipment, as it is pricey to replace. But I am very excited. I'm excited about your success. I'm excited about the progress and developments of many of my friends, projects that they're working on, and projects that I'm working on. I'm going to start writing a new book about education and educational reform and a new curriculum program that I've designed called Winning the Classroom. It's going to be pretty incredible, so I'm happy about that. And if you haven't had a chance to, please subscribe to my weekly newsletter at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe. You can, of course, grab a copy of one of my ebooks at trevorwgoodchild.com/anythingispossible. Because truly, when you put your mind to it, anything is possible. And if you haven't had a chance to peep out my Instagram, you can do so at trevorwgoodchildinc. Nothing but beautiful, amazing pictures and videos. I've got different talks about how to solve conflicts in the classroom with students and different interesting topics you may find interesting. Not to use the same word twice in a sentence, but I guess I just did. So we have four maxims here at Winning with Trevor, the movement that will change America for the better and the world. And those maxims include, first of all, success, the ability to be successful on many different levels depends upon our self-efficacy. It depends on our ability to believe in our ability to be successful. It's self-perpetuating in that way, which is why different podcasts like this one really help out in the sense that I help to help you realize what power you may have that you may be overlooking through habits, through conditioned responses, and being able to really look at ourselves and see, okay, I can change the mindset that I have, and when I do so, that enables me to achieve more and be more successful because I have a success mindset, a mindset of excellence, a mindset of greatness, because mindset is everything. So the second maxim of the Winning with Trevor, Your Nobius Guide to Self-Improvement podcast is happiness, because we truly have a desire to be happy, and that takes an infinite kaleidoscopic variety and how many different people from different cultures all over the entire globe define happiness differently, define different ways of being happy specific to their religion, specific to their life, specific to their ethnicity, specific to their family norms and how they were raised, and specific to the experiences that shape the beliefs that people carry forward throughout their life. So happiness is a very personal pursuit for a lot of people. It isn't always the same thing for everyone, and it's important to realize and respect the diversity of views so that we can ensure that we're helping everyone be happy by accepting them for who they are, so that ideally their reciprocity socially will be given back to us, and that mutual respect and acceptance will transform this world into a more peaceful place. And the third maxim is personal responsibility, because we must own up for our own SHIT. We must own up for ourselves and our life so that we can take responsibility, because that's the R word people don't like to talk about because of the fact that it means facing some inner demons. It means coming into terms with our own inner saboteurs, coming into terms with the ways that we perhaps ourselves have jeopardized ourselves, and realizing how much more power we really do have. And it requires a degree of humility and sincerity and willingness to have that inner strength to own up and say, okay, I think I can do better. And that's going to be one of the focuses for this podcast, which is titled The R Word. And so I'm going to go on and list the last maxim before diving in. The last maxim is self-awareness, because self-awareness is that kind of holographic concept where each of the part contains all of it, all of the whole. And in that sense, every maxim that I've mentioned so far, it contains self-awareness. We have to be self-aware to be successful, because we're not really successful if we're not happy. And we're not really happy if we're unaware of how we're able to be happy. And we're not really happy. Well, I guess I'm going to take that back. I don't want to have some intellectual pandering here. You know, because dogs are happy. My God. They're always so happy. They're always so happy to see you. Dogs don't need to think about self-awareness to be happy. So I take all of that back. Court reporter, strike that from the record. Let me not over-talk myself here. Happiness is not an intellectual pursuit. It's of the heart. You can definitely have happiness without understanding how you have it. But I think that there is a degree of self-awareness that leads to happiness, even if that self-awareness means not thinking your way out of being happy. And in the case of dogs, or even small children, they have this unself-consciousness where they're able to just experience life without analyzing it, without being at the whim of trying to define life. And in that sense, they are truly happy. They are free of all the trappings that modern society often puts on us with our, you know, trying to put everything in little boxes and label it in a neat little bow on top. Life isn't like that. Life's messy. Life's organic. Life's amazing, incredible, and wonderful, and it doesn't always happen with this neat postmodernist white-roomed IKEA architecture. Sometimes it really is undefinable. It scribbles outside of the lines, and I must apologize at any point here in this podcast if I had come across as if I am trying to define happiness as an intellectual pursuit, because it is not. It is one of the heart. But I think that self-awareness definitely relates to happiness in the sense that whether we're using self-awareness to be completely in the moment and be aware that we're able to just be ourselves without trying or effort, or self-awareness means realizing the scars that we have, where we need to heal, what we need to do to get in a right place inside of our heart so that we can take those steps headed towards a better life and improving the quality of our interactions with other people and the multiple versions of ourselves that are simultaneously coexisting. And so in that aspect, self-awareness is kind of this fulcrum, I believe, for happiness to exist, whether that's self-awareness in the sense that you know what you need to work on to get into a better place, to be more emotionally healthy, to be happy, or it's in the sense that you're so unaware of yourself, and not a sense that you're lazy about working on yourself, but kind of in that effortless way that maybe monks or children or dogs have, where they're able to simply be without trying. That is a form of self-awareness that is much deeper than I have time to explain or go into right now. But personal responsibility definitely requires self-awareness. It requires the awareness that we're able to kind of take a look at ourselves, like that never-ending story scene where, I always forget if it's Sebastian or Atreyu, I get the movies mixed up, but one of those characters is staring at the mirror after he flew on this dog dragon, and what does he face? He faces himself. And in that aspect, self-awareness empowers us to really face ourselves and realize where we're helping, where we're hurting, and what we can do to improve. And so that's kind of my theories on where I believe self-awareness relates to the other maxims and why I think it's so important. But Today, let's dive into personal responsibility. And that's not the current theme. The current theme is success, but I believe in order to be successful, we definitely have to own up. We have to be responsible. So what I'm going to do today, which is not typical, this is definitely not something that I normally do, I'm going to share with you some of the material from my newsletter that I'm sending out. This is going to arrive next week for all of you that are subscribed to my weekly Tuesday newsletter. I don't normally do this, but I just got into this moment, whether it's Zen or something, and I really felt something. So I wanted to share this with you and give you a sample of some of the things that you might read if you are subscribed at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe. So, do you remember third grade? We had nap time and animal crackers. That was our biggest priority without the big R word, the R word of responsibility. If you've overheard conversations at a coffee shop about life purpose, happiness, you may have noticed something. Responsibility isn't at the center of the convo. Yet, it's the elephant in the room. And elephants need a lot of room. As you can hear, my AC just turned off. I apologize for all that background sound. So, the R word is a really hard beast to master because it means being a bit vulnerable with ourselves about what we aren't owning up for. It's the frequent conversation ender when a friend or maybe a family member suggests to another to take responsibility, own up, for your feelings, actions, quality of life. Each of us moves at our own pace, cheetah to elephant, and we resent the implication that anyone is telling us that we aren't pulling our weight, and that we could, but aren't really doing better. So let's think about, you know, how much we've changed since third grade. How much more responsibility have you owned up for since you were in third grade? You know, as adults, we're responsible for keeping the lights on, holding down a job, and much more than simply animal crackers. No shade to animal crackers. Now, as a parent, if you are a parent, you know, you have to do all that and more, like putting food on the table for multiple mouths and raising a child to have good values and integrity. There's no magic pill that we can take to make sure that everything is just okie-dokie. It takes inner work. It takes a commitment to excellence to succeed. And it's okay to not be okay. We get caught up in the perfectionism. Being our own critic is often the hardest thing to do sometimes, but it's really rewarding when we practice compassion towards ourselves as well and balance realistic expectations with a compassionate understanding that sometimes, just sometimes, we may need to give ourselves that space and that time to grow. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. But never punish yourself for not being good enough. We're not reaching a goal by a certain time, you'll get there. You'll do it. Just understand, you may be more complex than even you realize at first. Do some self-exploring, some healing. Celebrate your wins, however small or large they are. And this is the key to self-care. It doesn't mean turn a blind eye to our faults. It doesn't mean go overboard with focusing on them. It means taking care of our heart and realizing that we need our own love and our own acceptance just as much as we need caring from others. So no matter how far you've progressed since third grade, remember to take care of your heart. Remember why your mother loves you, why you enjoyed Christmas as a child. It was the moments you shared, not just the gifts. It was being alive in the present, experiencing the joy of community and family. Share this story with others in your life and take a leap of faith to believe in good things happening, because I assure you, in time, my friends, they will. So that's an excerpt from my newsletters. So if you enjoyed that, please feel free to subscribe at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe or reach out to me on Facebook, facebook.com/trevorwgoodchildinc. I also have some cool videos and pictures there as well that are very motivational. And listen, if you have a school that needs a motivational speaker to get the kids in a good mood and believing in themselves, learning about collaborative learning or problem solving, conflict resolution, the value of college, feel free to give me a shout at trevor@trevorwgoodchild.com. And that about wraps it up for this podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and feel free to reach out with any suggestions for topics that you'd like to cover or like to hear more discussed. Okay, thanks a lot. Hope the rest of your week goes fantastic.
It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are some few thoughts to think about on this podcast. This is Winning with Trevor, signing off. I appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time you spend contemplating how you.